From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. This week, Nigel is back in the UK, controversially, or I believe he is. And we'll let him tell us where in the world he is in a minute. But Nigel, a few weeks ago, we did a short interview on reading skills and why they are important for business people. And I see the flip to that as writing skills and why writing skills for business people might also be a useful skill set. Now, if you agree with me, have you got some tips that you can give us?
Martin, I do. I'm in London, actually, and nothing very controversial about that, but I'll be in Turkey tomorrow. Three tips for writing. The first one is quite simply that, you know, as we progress through our careers, we tend to lose the habit of writing. We get other people to write stuff for us, and we lose the habit of note-taking, really, as well. So the first point I want to make is that I actually think writing is very healthy. It helps you know what you know. It helps you reflect. It helps you understand stuff that you might find difficult or complex at first. And the second tip is that to get going, you really need to write. It sounds so obvious, but the truth is that if you wait until you've got something burning to say, you'll be waiting for 3 years. I encourage people to write every single day or every single working day. And if that means they only write 2 lines one day and a half a paragraph the next day, and maybe a full paragraph the day after, it doesn't matter. Writing, like anything else, is a habit. And if you get into the habit of writing, when you have to write something really important, that habit will serve you really well. And my third point is even more simple than the other two. You actually have to read what you've written. So that if you've got a little notebook, at least once a week, go back and read, highlight the things you think are interesting, maybe circle stuff that could be used for something else, ideas that can be brought into maybe a bigger piece of writing that you're going to do. So it's basically write regularly, keep all your writing together, and read what you write. These three rules never fail.
Nigel, I think it's quite interesting that this week, there was some research that said that handwritten notes are more effective than notes taken on a laptop. So what do you think about that then?
I understand what they're saying. It's more personal when you write stuff, but I tend to take notes on an iPad, which is a personal device. So it's more like writing in a notebook. The other thing is that research predicates that it's based on the simple assumption you can read what you write. And increasingly, I find it very, very hard to read what I handwrite. I can always read what I've typed. So it's horses for courses, what suits people. But something personal, a notebook, an iPad-like notebook, something that allows you that kind of ownership helps with the retention and the understanding.
From scratch.